From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Coming up, many Americans are now relying on Walmart for their health care. How's that going?
But first, let's get to the latest from Canada, where Parliament met today after that attack yesterday in Ottawa. It was an emotional reopening of the Parliament, but there was also a stoic emphasis on getting back to business. Here's Prime Minister Stephen Harper.
We'll be vigilant, but we will not run scared. We will be prudent, but we will not panic. And as for the business of government, well, here we are in our seats, in our chamber, in the very heart of our democracy and our work.
David Common is host of World Report for CBC News. He's with us from Toronto. And David, this time yesterday, we thought that there could be other gunmen on the loose. Police are saying today that there was only the one gunman who was killed. What more are officials saying?
Well, you know, often as these things happen, we saw this after the Boston bombing, we saw it after a number of things where there is concern about there being someone else. And so the police have to be, out of an abundance of caution, taking that approach. It seems that's what happened yesterday. They're now saying there was only ever one gunman. That is the man who walked out of a car with a hunting rifle, fired a single shot into the chest of a soldier standing ceremonial duty. People there immediately began CPR, but it was all in vain. That soldier died. We know he is a single father of a six-year-old boy. The gunman then at this point walks up. It appears he commandeers a ministerial car, takes the driver out, gets access to parliamentary property that way, ends up getting inside, that's a problem, into the parliamentary buildings. There is a huge police presence as a result. And the sergeant at arms, who's the guy who actually brings this mace, this big brass object, into Parliament to open it every single day, he is the one who runs back into his office, gets a handgun, and ultimately takes down the shooter.
And is being called a hero today. And this attack, by the way, came on a day when the Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, was expected to introduce new anti-terrorism legislation.
It did indeed. And there's an incredible story just about him, because where the shooter ended up was in the hallway outside of where the Prime Minister was. In fact, most members of Parliament that sit in the Canadian Parliament were on the other side of just one of two doors where this entirely took place. And so those lawmakers were piling chairs in front of the door. Some of them took the flags off flagpoles and were using the poles potentially as spears, as makeshift weapons. There was panic. Some people had babies inside. So a really chaotic scene. They could hear gunfire outside. They just didn't know who it was coming from. Was it police? Was it bad people? Were there 1, 2, 10? They didn't know.
And what more do we know today about the attacker?
Well, we know bits about his origin. We know that he was considered by the intelligence services to be a high-risk traveler. Now, just to back up a little bit, on Monday, we had a case which shocked this country, in which a man who had his passport taken away because of apparent radicalization ended up in a parking lot where there were soldiers. He waited 2 hours stalking them. Two soldiers came out. The man then ran over those soldiers, killing one of them. It's not clear whether there's a connection between that Monday incident and what happened yesterday in Ottawa. There could be. It could simply be that they were inspired by the same ideology, going to the same websites, the same kind of radical extremist websites. We do understand that this young man who was killed yesterday on Parliament Hill either was born in Canada or really grew up in Canada, the product of, we believe, a Libyan father and a Canadian mother. His mother has told the AP today that she is crying for the victims, not for her son. She is a senior federal civil servant. In fact, she would be someone who would have responsibility for deporting people who would be there in Canada to carry out extremist acts. It is a terrible irony and a terrible situation for that family, that son now dead, of course.
And it was just an unbelievable scene today in Parliament with Prime Minister Harper. I want to take a listen to a little bit of what he said about the attack.
It is, in a sense, Mr. Speaker, beyond our comprehension, but it is very real. And in this struggle in which we are engaged, in which not only our finest values must be pushed to work, so must be and will be the highest unity and resolve. They are our ultimate and indispensable weapons, and that's what these people will face. too.
And this, David, is reminiscent of the kinds of things that we heard in this country after the 9/11 attacks. How do you think these words are going to be received in Canada, which now is looking at itself in perhaps a different way than it was just a few days ago in the fight against Islamic extremism?
I think there's a couple of things. One, there was no partisanship whatsoever in a place that usually exhibits just that, that these lawmakers really came together. But in terms of it was yesterday crossing the Rubicon, was it the time and the place where we say nothing will ever be the same? The reality is an incident like this has long been coming. Security services have warned that at some point something like this would happen. We don't know what else there may be. Could he have been a copycat of the Monday incident? Could there now be someone copycatting him? Was he part of something greater? These are the questions that many Canadians are asking, and certainly the authorities are asking. But, you know, it's only very recent that we have heard from the Mounted Police, the Federal Police Service here, that there was just one confirmed shooter in all of the chaos yesterday, Jeremy.
David Common, host of World Report for CBC News, joining us from Toronto. David, thank you.
Quite welcome.